This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our theme today is about the Holy Spirit guiding us and leading us into all truth. And I'll be asking, why don't we seem to value truth in our world today? Let's begin our programme with a hymn called O Breath of Life, which has these words within it. O wind of God, come bend us, break us, till humbly we confess our need. Then in your tenderness remake us, revive, restore, for this we plead. Here's O Breath of Life with words by Bessie Porterhead and music by Andy Piercy.
O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Revive your church with life and power. O breath of life, come cleanse and renew us. And fit your church to meet this hour.
O wind of God, come bend us, break us.
O wind of God, come bend us, break us. Till humbly we confess our need. Then in your tenderness remake us. Revive, restore, for this we plead. O breath of love, O breath of love, come breathe within us. Renewing thoughts and will and heart. Come love of Christ afresh to win us.
Let's first listen to our reading for today from John 16, 12 to 14. Jesus said, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. Let me tell you a true story. There was once a young girl who found a drawing on the pavement on her way home from school. It was a very well sketched picture of the nativity scene showing Mary, Joseph and baby Jesus in the stable at Bethlehem, and she was fascinated by it, because it was so beautifully drawn. She picked it up joyfully and ran home with it to show to her mother. Look what I did in school today, she said excitedly. Her mother took one look at the drawing and told her firmly, you didn't draw that. You couldn't have done. Yes, I did, she replied. No, you didn't, said her mother. Oh, but I did, the little girl said. The mother went to the drawer in the sideboard and took out a pencil and a piece of paper and handed it to the girl. Sit down, she said, and draw me another one. End of story. The tears said it all. That little girl was me. This is how I know the story was true. This happened when I was about 8 years old. I didn't know why I told a lie that day, but I so much wanted to be that artist. The one who really did draw that picture. I wanted my mum to think of me as clever and talented. In my own little way, I wanted to feel valued. I suppose we all do, really, don't we? There's a boy in this next song who once felt this way too. He needed to know he was valued. Do you know you are? This song's by Andy Severin. It's called More Than Many Sparrows.
I know a boy who once believed he was not worth much at all. If he passed exams or scored a goal, he would win some brief applause. Then back again to try again to get some more attention. Look at me, can't you see? I just want to be known. Those words were mine, but since those days, someone showed me what I'm worth, just the same as any man or any woman on this earth. He died for me to set me free from thinking that I'm not lovable. He died for you to say to you, this is what you're worth. More than many sparrows, more than brightest gold, you're worth more than people tell you, so much more than people know. Someone put a price on you, he said you're worth dying for. Yes, you're precious in the eye of the Lord. So there's no need to be afraid that we don't deserve His love, 'cause good or bad, great or small, it's a free gift from above. So let Him in, let Him bring the truth your heart is waiting for. Jesus lives, Jesus gives the value of your heart. More than many sparrows, more than brightest gold, you're worth more than people tell you, so much more than people know. Someone put a price on you.
There's a basic truth in life contained in that song, that we, whether we realize it or not, are valued by God, our Heavenly Father. We are precious in His eyes. Jesus told us, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. We don't need to lie or deceive in order to prove our worth. We are already loved. There's a similar story about the need to be truthful set in a theological college, where a lecturer informed the class that his next lesson was to be about the sin of deceit. By way of preparation for it, he asked his students to read the 17th chapter of Mark's Gospel. I wonder if you've had a chance to read that chapter too. Anyway, when the time came for his next talk, he asked the students how many had complied with his instructions, and many of them raised their hands. Thank you, said the lecturer. It is to people like you that today's lecture is especially addressed, because there is no chapter 17 in Mark's Gospel. Now, why were these students dishonest, do you think? Society seems so clogged up with fake news, lies and trickery. Truth is so easily distorted. They didn't want to be caught out with something they hadn't done. Now, truth, is truth not of value anymore? Is integrity old hat? Are moral values not as important to us as they once were? People today seem to have difficulty in trusting anyone these days, particularly those in authority. But are we well known for our honesty? Are we in the habit of telling half-truths or even little white lies for some reason? Perhaps because we didn't want to hurt someone's feelings, or we wanted to keep out of trouble or blame. I think many people aren't truthful because they feel that if they did tell the truth, they wouldn't be loved or respected anymore. But the Bible tells us that truth sets us free. And there's an old Yiddish proverb which goes, a half-truth is a whole lie. A little child was once asked if he would tell a lie for £1,000, to which he replied, no, sir, for when all the money is spent and enjoyed, the lie will still be a lie. Sounds more like a child from Tom Brown's school days, doesn't it? I really think a child today would have jumped at the chance of £1,000. In fact, it was a question my own grandson asked me just this morning when he came for breakfast before school. Grandma, would you tell a lie for £1 trillion? What would our response be to such a question? Let's be honest. But telling the truth can actually cause trouble. Samuel Taylor Coleridge once remarked, "Truth is a good dog, but beware of barking too close at the heels of an error, lest you get your brains kicked out." So to lie or not to lie, that is the question. Jesus shows us the path of truth. He is the way. Here is a song portraying Jesus as the Waymaker, with Darlene Zeck and William McDowell.
I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. And I worship you, I worship you. For you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are forever. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
Called the Assisi Underground, set during World War II, a Franciscan priest admits that he'd become a cheat and a liar, all in the name of God. He had been sheltering terrified Jews from the Nazis, and he had hidden them in secret places throughout the monastery. And when the Gestapo came to the gates to question him, asking if any Jews were there, he had to make a moral decision. If he had denied their presence, he would have been guilty of lying, and thus broken the ninth commandment, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." If he had said, "Yes, of course, they're hiding in here," he would have been signing their death warrants and would have broken the eighth, "Thou shalt not kill." I'm sure the priest was guided into making the right choice. The gospel reading I read at the start of our program today shows us that God's Spirit will lead us to do what is right and true and beneficial. Let's listen to a beautiful version of the Lord's Prayer, sung here by Andrea Bocelli. In it we ask God's forgiveness for those times where we have failed him. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. In this day and age where so much falsehood can be passed on at the press of a button, we should make sure that what we do pass on is double-checked from reliable sources first, as inaccuracy can bring great hurt to someone else and do great damage. Let us pray that the truth will be found in increasing measure in all human beings, whatever our background, religion or nationality. And let those who inspire others through music, art, literature, poetry, scientific experiment, medical research, whatever, inspire us in all that is good and true. Let your living water flow, says Vinesong in this next hymn.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll. Jesus, Jesus,
finally, our reading today speaks of the Spirit of Truth who will glorify Jesus and guide us and speak to us on his behalf. Jesus even called himself the truth. So we are invited to be bold in proclaiming the truth about who Jesus was and is, from the wide body of evidence in the written word, historical evidence, and archaeological investigation about his birth, his life, his death, and resurrection. People can either accept the facts and embrace them with open arms, or deny them, even be indifferent to them. But regardless, the truth will out. It cannot be buried or destroyed. Our final hymn today sings of a truth that will march on and will never be silenced. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir sing this. I just love their version of it. Here's the battle hymn of the Republic. And so we must say goodbye. We've run out of time. May I wish you every blessing this coming week. Here's a goodbye from Andrew, my technical assistant.
Bye, everyone.
And also from me, Sheila Hamill. Bye for now.